I thought it was very interesting in the run-up to Christmas with all the excitement about Tier 4 and Christmas is cancelled and all that. In spite of the fact that a recent survey showed that two-thirds of people in this country would wa rather watch television than think about Jesus today, still, Christmas seems to be central. In this country, at least. But I do wonder what it is that people celebrate. I did a quick survey of the Christmas cards that we've received this year. And nearly a third of them, 32%, show birds or animals or scenes in the snow or some mixture of nature. 20%, near enough, have got jolly Santas or Christmas trees or presents. Actually, less than half show a picture of any part of the Christmas story. The ones that that do, I've got pictures of Joseph and Mary. There's the little baby in the manger, shepherds, angels, the star, the magi. Little children learn that today is Jesus's birthday. But these pieces of the story really only touch the edge of the utterly astonishing event that brings us together today. I think the thing that most gets lost in all of the Christmas hoopla is that we're celebrating the incarnation, not just the nativity. The nativity, the birth of Jesus, is a once and for all historical event in Bethlehem. We actually don't know the precise date. We don't even know the year for certain, but it's still one of the best attested events in human history. In the Western world, we still divide our history into BC and AD, before Christ and the year of our Lord. But the incarnation is so much more than a historical event. It's actually part of the ongoing process of God's salvation. God entering our world so thoroughly that nothing has been the same ever since. So, I want to suggest this morning that we don't really celebrate Christ's birthday today in the sense of remembering something that happened long ago. What we really celebrate is the most amazing fact of the incarnation, Almighty, eternal, invisible God comes into the flesh and blood of humanity. John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us." And that verb translated, made his dwelling, in Greek comes from the word tent or tabernacle. So I think the Jewish readers of John would have instantly been reminded of the tent of meeting that the Israelites had with them in the desert. The good news is God has stepped into the history of humanity, bringing redemption to us in Christ. And all of creation is changed by the presence of the divine in our midst, in us. This Christmas, we celebrate the dawn of the light of the world. And here's a final thought to take with you into Christmas lunch. God continues to take on flesh in our midst, in the men and women and children who form his body, the church, us. So the birth we celebrate today is not just a 2,000-year-old historical event, but it's Christ's continuing birth in his people. And I think that's rather wonderful. So, happy Christmas to you all. Have a very blessed day. And let's go to our closing song, please, Simon. Thank you, everybody.